Hi, I'm Despicable Dogs, and when I'm not photoshopping heads onto hamster bodies or wrestling people in the Walmart parking lot, I'm listening to The Snowplow Show on Prank Call Nation.
Hello?
Hi, is this Royco Trucking?
No.
No! No! Fuck you.
How you doing?
Shit.
I am the Easter Bunny.
Shit.
Well, where?
No, you're not.
Whoa. Shit, fuck. What,
because you're not?
Fuck.
Oh, Lord.
You get off of my phone.
My mother is retarded.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Supervisor, immediately!
I don't give a shit what other people do!
Well, no, that's not good business. You bring it to our house.
You throw the box on side the road.
No!
Side the road.
What is this bullshit?
I'm sick of your bullshit. I'm hanging up.
Yeah.
Immediately.
But
okay.
Thanks, thanks for being an unhelpful cunt. Hi. Hello, is Mary Brown. Hello, everybody. This is The Snowplow Show, episode 804. It's brought to you by Kurama, Holden MJ, Synthed, JT, and FOD87. Meet up in Chicago. That's the only announcement I have. There's a link in the show notes. It's going to be on September 9th and 10th in Chicago, Illinois. And G-Ad, he released the rest of those calls we made. They're a lot of fun to hear. You can find those on youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. I haven't even heard the final few. I need to get on there and listen to the rest of them. And that's it for the announcements. Let's do some calls.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Who's calling?
It's Brad from the apartments. From the down here at the office.
It's who?
Brad from the apartments.
What apartment?
Your landlord on the street.
Okay, and your name is what?
Brad.
I don't know you.
Oh, I don't know you. I don't know you either, lady. I'm just calling.
But why are you calling?
Well, that's what I was trying to get to, but you're giving me the third degree. Jeez.
Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't know who you were, and it's kind of strange. This is the first time I've had you to call. I don't mean no harm by it.
Okay.
But this is my first time hearing you call.
Okay.
And I was...
Stop yelling at me. Jeez. We're going to use...
No, I'm not yelling. Wait a minute. I got you on my call phone. Maybe I'm not yelling, but maybe I'm talking louder than I need to.
Okay.
I'm cutting the volume down.
Okay.
All right.
What's up? We're going to take one of your closets. You know your bedroom closet?
Take one of them for what?
We need to use your bedroom closet as an electrical room, and we're just going to fill it up with breaker boxes, you know, those switches, those electrical breaker boxes. We're going to fill up your whole closet with those, and there's going to be a loud humming noise come from it all the time.
I know you joking. This ain't who you, I don't know who this is. This is not Brad. I don't know who you are.
I am too, Brad. No, we're just going to replace your closet with an electrical room, and maintenance might need to come in there sometimes. Flip a few switches.
No, I disagree. And I don't know what you're doing. I don't know who this is and why you're doing it,
You can still hang
I don't agree with that.
You can still hang your clothes in there. Just don't let them touch the electrical boxes.
No. I don't want nothing else in my closet. Find somewhere else to put them.
Well, no, yours is the best place because it's centrally located.
No, it's not.
Ma'am, you don't know what centrally located means because that's where all the wires are in the walls.
I'm sorry. I don't want no humming noise, all this stuff disturbing me while I'm just doing my things I do.
Oh, no, it's actually...
find another place.
It's actually...
I'm sorry.
It's very relaxing, Teresa. It's relaxing. It's a relaxing hum. It's like at 440 hertz. And it sounds very... It's like listening to the ocean while you sleep.
I don't want to discuss this anymore. No, I disagree with that. No.
It's like listening to a thunderstorm.
I don't know who Don't upset me today, please. I'm busy. I'll talk with you later on.
I'm not trying to upset you.
What this is all about?
Oh, I'll tell you what it's about. We're gonna remodel your closet, and it's gonna look brand new.
No, you're not. No.
Okay.
I disagree with that.
Well, who do you want us to do this to then? Your next door neighbor?
I don't know, but make enough, build some more. Use the storage room outside, anything other than mine. No. I've been living there for 10 years. I like it the way it is.
Yeah, no. But you'll have...
Use some of the library then.
You'd have more buttons this way, more buttons in your closet.
Take a portion of the library. No, sir. No.
Hey,
no, I disagree.
You could play pranks on the other neighbors by shutting off their power.
No, sir. I don't know who. No, I disagree. No, please, don't call me no more.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know where you are, who you say you are,
okay,
anyway.
Well, calm down. I love you, Teresa.
Oh, look, sir, I'm going to hang up because I don't know who you are.
I know. I'm saying goodbye. I'm saying I love you. Goodbye.
You don't love me. You don't even know me.
Well, no, I don't know you. I love everybody. I'm a child of God. And God teaches me to love everybody equally.
Oh, I don't know that. Okay, then. I'll talk with you later. Bye.
Okay, well, you're making it weird. Can you say I love you, too?
Hello? Hello, who is this? This is Carol. I'm the telephone operator. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Teresa? I've initiated a phone trace and I've determined your name is Teresa. Teresa, you hung up your phone improperly. You didn't hit the button. See, if you had more buttons in your closet, you'd know how to work buttons better. Teresa! At least pull your phone out so I can hear your conversations. Come on. Ugh, this is bullshit. Teresa, do you read me? Shh. Teresa, I can hear you breathing. And rustling around.
All right, Teresa has gone completely silent, so I guess I'm going to hang up the phone on her. I still hear occasional rustling around, but she is not responding to anything. So bye, Teresa. I was really hoping she'd pick back up. I'm calling off of Reggie's list again, the one that has little clumps of apartment numbers in it. And I found an apartment here on a certain street. I think it might be possibly old people apartments, but it's hard to tell.
Hello.
Hi, Aretha.
Hey, how are you?
What?
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. It's Steve Dave.
You okay?
Down at the office.
Huh?
This is Steve Dave down at the office here at the apartments.
At the office?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm catching your voice. Are you catching my voice?
I'm going to catch your voice.
Huh?
Oh, I needed to let you know we're going to be putting a tube through your apartment.
A tube? Oh, I see who you are now.
Yeah.
Oh, there at the office. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Are we putting a what?
A tube, like a clear tube. It's going to go up along your ceiling, and it's going to be a pneumatic tube. We're going to send each other things through it.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's not for you to use. It's just going to, you're going to see a tube in your ceiling that's clear, and you'll just occasionally see stuff go across it, across your ceiling.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pneumatic tube. It, like they use at banks.
Like they use at what?
Like they use at banks.
Oh. That's something new to me.
Yeah, we're going to put that in your ceiling, and occasionally you'll hear it whiz by.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it up there in the ceiling.
Okay. I'm going to let you get this and explain it better to me.
Oh, I thought I was.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, well, you know, you've been to a bank before, right? Like in the drive-thru where they send you all your stuff in a tube?
Oh, I got you. Oh, that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have one of those in your living room ceiling. It's going to go straight across the top of your ceiling and through your kitchen and out the other side.
Oh.
It's so, okay. It's so we can send stuff over to maintenance across the yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's something new.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna hear like occasionally when you're sitting in your living room, you'll just hear like a loud windy noise.
Oh, really?
It'll be like shroop. And also it's gonna make beeping sound. It's gonna sound like this every single time we send something through.
Oh.
You're gonna hear that in your living room. We're gonna have a beeper in your living room.
Okay. That's something really new. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be very high tech. Yeah.
Very high tech. Yes, I see. Yeah. So.
So we'll be there in the morning to install the tubes.
Okay. All righty.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, she didn't have much to say about that. And I think I'm right. I think this is an apartment for old people only. They discriminate against age. Oh, look at this. I think this one is a trailer park. I guess I can't do pneumatic tubes through the trailer parks. Or maybe I can. I could just say everyone gets a pneumatic tube.
Hello?
Hi, where's Linda?
Hello, who am I talking to?
This is Brad from the trailer park. The mobile home park.
Uh-huh.
Is Linda around?
Yeah, what's up? I'm her husband. You can talk to me.
Oh, okay. This is Bruce.
Yes.
You should have said that to begin with. Okay. Well, we're going to be putting a pneumatic tube in your trailer, in your mobile home.
Who?
A pneumatic tube. So it's like when you go to the bank and, you know, they send your money through those tubes.
You're going to put it in my trailer?
Yeah, we're going to put one in every trailer. We're setting up a pneumatic tube system here. So we're going to be there to install yours in the morning.
What is this tube? Hold on. What is this tube for?
Well, it's a pressurized tube, and you can send stuff to the office, and we can send stuff to you, like eviction notices and stuff.
Oh, but why would you send me an eviction notice?
Well, just if you're going to be evicted. You know, we won't do that unless you need to be evicted. But, you know, I'm just saying we can send anything. If you're unhappy, you can take a shit in the little container thing and send that to the office.
Oh, okay, hold on. Okay. Here's Linda.
Hello?
Hey, Linda.
Hello?
Hey, Linda, it's Brad from the office at the mobile home park.
Brad?
Yeah, it's Brad.
I never met you.
Met you either, lady. Calm down.
I'm just saying I was in the middle of doing something.
What were you doing?
Cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Hey, you're not home right now, are you?
Yeah, what's up now?
We're going to be putting pneumatic tubes in your mobile home.
What's that?
You know, like at the bank when they send your money through and it comes in a little container inside of a tube. We're setting up a tube.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be putting a tube in every single mobile home. They'll all be connected to the office.
What's up with that?
Well, you know,
break
just
it down.
So we can send each other things. We can send you an eviction notice if we need to send you an eviction notice. You know, stuff like that.
I never heard of nothing like that, though. I mean,
and then we don't have to walk over there.
Walk over there.
And you'll be able to send containers to any trailer you want in the entire area.
For what?
Well, like if you're just angry at a certain neighbor, you can just, you know, fill one up with dirt and send it to them. They won't know where it came from.
That's funny.
No, I'm serious. Like, that's what I'm planning. No. I'm planning some shenanigans when this happens.
Never heard of this in my life. Like, do you know
the lady named Danella?
Who is that?
Well, she lives. I shouldn't tell you where, you know, what trailer number she's in, but I don't like her at all. I'm gonna take a huge shit in this pneumatic tube and send it to her trailer.
Yeah, right.
I am. Just don't tell her it was me. Was that a hang up? Oh yeah, that was a hang up. Linda and Bruce are apparently not interested in upgrading their mobile home with pneumatic tubes. People are always afraid of change.
Hello.
Hi, Shalonda.
Who is this?
It's Jerry from the trailer from the mobile home park.
Uh-huh.
I needed to let you know that we're making a change to your electrical there.
Okay.
And I'm on the phone with the Holiday Inn in Roy, New Mexico. They're wiring up one of the switches inside their electrical room all the way over there in New Mexico. And whenever they hit that switch, it's going to shut off the power to your mobile home. Just most of it.
Is it going to come back on? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, they're not going to try to hit the switch inside their electrical room. It's just that we're all on the same power grid, you know, and it's a weird happenstance, a bunch of happenstances. Like, I don't know, your power is connected to this Holiday Inn in Roy, New Mexico. So they're going to put a switch in there for you. And maybe occasionally a maid might switch it off by accident. Or a guest might get in.
And you're just from where?
From the mobile home park.
No, okay. So I have a new address. I'm in Princeton.
You're a what?
I'm in Princeton.
Okay. Why'd you move?
I don't know you, so...
Okay, well, calm down, geez. I'm not trying to steal your identity. We're just wiring up a switch to where you used to live. So,
okay.
They can hit a switch over there at the Holiday Inn in Roy, New Mexico, and that'll turn off your trailer.
Okay, that's their problem that lives there now. That's not my problem.
Oh, well, shitty attitude, ma'am. That's a shitty attitude to have. Saying it's their problem. Come on. Don't be a jerk about it.
You have a good one.
All right. I love you. Love you. I am just about done with this mobile home park. I haven't gotten a hold of many people here.
Hello?
Hello, Carrie?
Hello?
Hello, is this Carrie? Carrie?
Yeah. Yes?
Okay, it's hard to hear you. This is Jerry over at the office here with the mobile home park.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank God you picked up.
What's that?
Oh, we're making a change to your electrical system there.
What's that?
I'm on the phone with a Holiday Inn in Roy, New Mexico, and they're hooking up a switch inside their electrical room, and whenever they hit that switch all the way over there in New Mexico, it's going to shut off all your power.
When?
Just whenever they hit it, anytime. It'll be like that forever. Because we're all on the same electrical grid, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of weird happenstances that made this possible, and you're hooked up to this breaker box in a hotel in New Mexico. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Yeah, so every time a maid comes in and hits that switch by accident, your power is going to go off.
How long will it be off?
Tell the maid... turns it on. You might. I might need to give you this phone number to this Holiday Inn.
Wait a minute. Let me give me a pencil.
Okay.
Good God, I'm mad at
you. Don't be what, mad. Don't be mad.
No, I'm not mad, but oh God.
Yeah, well, they're not supposed to hit it. They're going to put a note on it that says, don't turn this one off. But sometimes customers sneak into the electrical room there, and they just start hitting buttons all willy-nilly.
Number,
okay, the number to the Holiday Inn in Roy, New Mexico is 505.
Royal.
What?
Spell Royal.
Oh, it's just Roy. R-O-Y.
Oh, okay.
That's the city name. It's a bustling city in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
That has its own Holiday Inn, and yeah, there's an electrical room. It's on their it's on their first floor, and there's a switch.
Ew.
There's a switch in there. Oh, you want the phone number, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's 505.
Uh-huh.
259. Okay. 6618.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just if your power ever goes out, you just need to call that Holiday Inn.
Call this number here.
Yeah, and just tell them to go into the electrical room and hit switch number 93.
Number 93.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody could go in there and just shut that off. They don't even lock that door. Sometimes kids get in there and they just start, you know, going crazy, hitting buttons.
Yeah, just call this number and number 93, sweet 93.
Yeah, not sweet 93. Switch. It's a button.
Switch.
Yeah, switch.
Switch 90, number 93.
Okay. Hey.
God.
Yeah, I think Brad. He's inside of the electrical room right now. He wants to start hitting switches and see if your power goes off.
Yeah.
Can he just start hitting switches now just for fun?
Oh, good God Almighty. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's try this.
Okay.
Okay, I'm hitting.
I won't have to call, will I?
Oh, no, we're on the phone with them right now. They're hooking it up. They're just hooking it up.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, Brad, hit the switches. Oh, what's that? Brad, are you okay? There's an alarm going off.
What's in the world?
Oh, Carrie, there's an alarm going off.
Ah!
There's an alarm going off in the electrical room.
I heard it.
Brad, turn the switches off. Quick.
What in the world?
Oh, thank goodness.
My power didn't go out, though.
Oh, yeah. Brad, okay. I guess he's still hooking it up, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess that was premature to try.
Oh, okay.
Are you watching TV or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, can you leave your TV off for the next 5 weeks?
For what?
Can you just leave your television off for the next 5 weeks?
The next 5 weeks?
Yeah.
I can't turn my TV on?
Yeah, because if you turn it on, it might electrocute an electrician.
Huh?
It might electrocute an electrician at the Holiday Inn in Roy, New Mexico.
Oh, my God. Leave it off for how long, you say?
Five weeks.
5 weeks?
Yeah. What do you watch? Do you watch anything important? We don't want to let
my TV, Jerry. Will my TV be coming on so I can see it?
Oh yeah, it'll still work, but if you turn it on and if you watch it, you run the risk of electrocuting an electrician working on the.
Don't ever turn it off.
Yeah, you have to leave it on all day and all night.
Well, how would I turn it back on? Would it come on by itself?
Well, can you just run an extension cord for your TV and run it to the neighbor's house?
Huh?
Just run an extension cord from the TV to your
my neighbor's house.
Yeah, because you know, like just to be safe.
Oh my God!
Oh, ma'am, I'm just kidding about your TV. I'm just kidding about the TV part.
Now?
Yeah, you can watch TV and you can turn it off. I was just kidding. You won't electrocute anybody. That was a joke.
Wait.
I was trying to make Brad on the phone nervous.
Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry. Yeah, yeah.
I need you to stop by my house.
Okay.
Come on.
I'll come over.
Where are you at? Where are you?
I'm in the office.
Come to my house before you leave, please.
Until we, before I what?
You in your office where?
Here? Yeah, here. Here in the trailer, the mobile home park.
Oh, please stop by my house before you go home.
Okay, I'll do that.
Please. Oh.
Okay, but I'm just kidding about the TV. You can watch as much TV as you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just the switch in Roy, New Mexico is connected to your mobile home park now. Mobile home, I mean. Yeah, just a weird thing that happened on the electrical grid this week. I hate when this stuff happens.
Yeah.
I used to have a light switch on my wall that didn't do anything, and I would just hit it. I would just hit it all the time.
Yeah.
And just turn it off and on just for fun. And then one night, Mrs. Steumann called me up and told me to cut it out. And she lived in Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. Electricity is a weird thing.
I know.
All right.
Stop by my house before you go home, please.
Okay, I will.
You won't have to stay long. Just stop by my house.
Okay, if we flick your power off and on, I'm sorry about that. It was just a maid.
Just leave it off and then come back home.
Oh, no, it'll
come. Are you still going to do it today?
Oh, no. I think they're hooking it up today. Your power might blink, but it'll come right back on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, God, what am I going to do with you?
I don't know.
I can't do nothing with you, though.
What? Yeah.
Okay, no. Just do whatever.
You got to call up that Holiday Inn and do something to them.
I'm not.
Okay, don't do it.
Okay. No, I'm not going to do it. No. Just stop by my house when you go home.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
I'll install a pneumatic tube while I'm there.
Yeah, what?
A pneumatic tube.
What's that?
It's like, I don't, actually, we're all out of pneumatic tubes. I'm sorry, I can't install a pneumatic tube at your house today. I really have to go. Yeah, Brad's yelling at me. He's I hear the buzzer going off again.
Oh, okay. Go ahead on then. Bye bye.
Okay, I better go. Okay, bye. Bye. Oh.
Bye.
Okay. I got a little tired of talking to her. But every time she has a power failure from now on, she's gonna be calling the Holiday Inn in Roy, New Mexico. Except there is no Holiday Inn in Roy, New Mexico. There's not even a hotel there, I don't think. I don't know what number I gave her. I just made that up. Does anyone remember the comedian Stephen Wright? I'm pretty sure I stole that light switch joke from him. I forget how it goes. I think he said some lady in Paris or something called him up and told him to knock it off.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lyndon?
Yes.
Hey there. That's Jerry from the office here at the mobile home park.
Uh-huh.
I was just looking through your file here.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, kind of going over papers. And you have very nice handwriting.
I'm sorry?
You have very nice handwriting.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say your handwriting is very nice. I like it. It's like looking at calligraphy.
Okay. Did you need something?
Oh, yeah, they wanted me to ask you if you could stop digging a basement underneath your trailer, because we don't allow basements here.
I do not have a basement under my trailer.
Yeah, that's why you're digging one. Can you please stop digging a basement down?
No, I'm not digging a basement under my trailer.
Yeah, no, we know you're digging it from inside, and you're just digging straight down, and... you've made a staircase. I didn't know what to do on that one. I had no plan. Hi, is this Psychina?
This is Terry.
Oh.
We sound just alike.
What? You don't sound anything.
Who is this?
You don't sound anything like Psychina.
Who's Psychina right here? She's just walking in the door.
Oh, you tell her to keep her mouth shut, because I'm talking to you.
Never say keep your mouth shut.
That's
because
right.
He's talking to me.
That's right.
Right.
Now, what is it, Jim? What is it now?
Oh, this is Jerry at the mobile home office.
Yes, I know it's you. What is it?
I just wanted to say that your trailer is very pretty. You're doing a good job keeping the flowers up, and we're gonna put a sign. Yeah. We're tempted to put a sign out in front that says you have the nicest trailer in this area.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like we did for Beverly.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Yeah. I'm not shitting him, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, except there.
Is Psychina keeping her mouth shut?
She's right here.
Oh,
you want to talk to her?
Okay.
Here, come here and talk to Jerry. To our Jerry. Our Jerry. Hello.
Hi, Psychina.
Yeah, this is Psychina.
Oh, you don't sound anything like her. She thinks she sounds just like you.
Sometimes we do, but yeah, this is Psychina.
Okay. We're going to be, you know, your closet there? Like you,
my closet?
Yeah, your closet.
Yeah, what about it?
We're going to be remodeling your closet, and you're not going to be able to keep clothes in there anymore.
Oh, well, where am I going to be at? Where am I going to put them at?
I don't know. That's your problem, but we're going to be turning your closet into a freezer. You know, like a freezer in a restaurant where you open it up and it's the walls are all silver and stuff.
You got to be kidding.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We need to use your closet as a freezer.
Okay.
you won't have to pay for the electricity. We're going to run a special line and we'll pay for the electricity.
Okay.
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 We'll be over in the morning, and we'll get started on that. So make sure your closet is completely emptied out.
Make sure my closet is completely clear. Yeah. Are you joking with me?
Oh, no, I would not kid about this, ma'am. Nope, we need the extra space for the freezer.
Extra space for a freezer?
Yeah, we're going to put we're going to turn your closet into a freezer. It's going to be one of those.
I'm not turning my closet into a freezer.
A big walk-in freezer.
A big walk-in freezer. For who?
Well, you know, for us. And you guys, you're not allowed to go in there. We're going to keep a lock on it.
Mm-hmm. You got jokes.
What are you talking about jokes? I don't joke. I'm a Christian.
That's a joke. Because my closet is not turned into a freezer.
Not yet. It'll start tomorrow. Can you tell Terry to shut her mouth?
Okay, so yeah, this is Sakina. You got some other news for me?
No, other than you both are so annoying and you're just laughing about the whole thing. But we'll see who's We'll see who's laughing after we convert your closet into a freezer.
Look now, that's not funny about that freezer. Now you keep on joking about that freezer.
Yeah, so
my clothes gonna be right in there. In the morning.
They'll be frozen, though. They'll be, it's going
to
be like,
They'll just have to be frozen then.
Just keep your clothes under your damn bed, ma'am.
Don't be talking about keep your clothes under your what bed. Under my damn bed.
Yeah. Yeah, your damn bed. That's where I keep mine.
That's where you keep yours. Okay, well, yeah. You keep yours under the bed.
I just wad them up.
I'm going to keep mine in the closet.
No, you're not, because that's going to be a deep freeze, and we're going to put a lock on it.
Okay, whatever you say. I got you.
All right, can you go over there and hit Terry?
Hit Carrie?
Yeah, for laughing so much.
Oh, for laughing so much. Uh-huh.
All right, I want to hear it.
Okay, she would like to speak to you again.
I gotta go.
Here she is. Double to my, I got to go.
Wait a minute. No, he won't. Cause he's gonna stop by. Jerry.
I asked Sakina to hit you in the face. Did she do it?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Cause she loved me that much, no.
Yeah, well, it wasn't about love. This is a business hit.
Are you gonna stop by here before you go home?
Yeah, yep.
Please do. Can I just need to ask you one more question? Just stop by.
Okay.
Just stop by.
I'll stop by.
I'm going to keep you just one or 2 minutes, okay?
I'm gonna make sure Sakina's emptying out her closet.
Oh, okay. That's fine with me. I don't care.
Yeah, fuck her in her closet.
Okay.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
We love you too, baby. We love you.
Oh, thank you so much. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Well, that was just the nicest prank call ever. I really enjoyed that one. That was the last number for that mobile home community. I think I'll just call some regular numbers here without apartment numbers. See what they're up to.
Oh.
Hi, is this Candy?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, this is Dave from the city of...
Uh-huh.
I needed to let you know we're going to come over tomorrow and dig a large hole in your front yard.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's just for training purposes. There's going to be a bunch of trucks out there and a bunch of men, and they're going to put up yellow tape and everything. And, yeah, they're just going to dig out your entire front yard, pretty much.
What?
It's just for training. So they can learn how to dig, you know? We got to train them on someone's yard.
That's a lie.
What's a lie? I'm with the city, ma'am.
Who is this?
This is...
Okay. Well, right now I'm trying to get ready to eat, and I ain't got time to play, so what do you want?
Well, I'm not playing. I'm letting you know we're going to be out tomorrow to dig a hole in your yard.
Okay. Well, call Mr. Jerry. That's the landlord. Why are you telling me?
Well, no, you call him up. That's not my job. You call him up and tell him to be out there.
I ain't calling him.
We're digging like a 10-foot hole in your front yard.
I got to go, though.
Why? What are you doing?
Oh.
It's so important.
Oh, yeah, see, I know you playing.
Oh, you're playing.
I'm fucked up.
What are you talking about? This lady has such a large lawn, too. It's not going to matter.
Oh?
Hi, Joanne?
Yes.
Hey, this is Gary from AT&T. We're going to be changing your number tonight. This 9412.
Why?
We just have to change it because I don't know if you're aware of this, but your number spells out a vulgar word. So I've got your new number here if you'd like to write that down.
That's crazy.
Well, no.
We've got that all in our advertising and everything.
What advertising?
For everything that we send out.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about your personal business. I'm just letting you know you don't want to be putting that out there, that vulgar word.
Oh, so we've had this number for... almost 30 years.
Yeah, but do you know what 3-2 spells? I'm not going to say it because it's vulgar.
Three, six, nine?
Yeah, well, you know, like if you were to spell it out on a telephone keypad, it's a very vulgar word, ma'am.
Well, I don't want it changed.
Well, ma'am, you can't be just having pornographic words like that in your phone number.
That's too bad.
That's gross.
It's my number.
But it's gross. Ma'am? Joanne just hung up on me. She wins. She gets to keep her phone number. I don't know why I suddenly decided to change a phone number on this list. I think I'm running out of ideas.
Hello.
Hey, this is Brad, your neighbor. I was in your backyard last night, and I was wondering if you found... anything back there that I left behind?
What's the address?
Your address? The 308 Street? I was laying out there in the backyard last night around 2 or 3 in the morning.
You was in my backyard?
Yeah. But I was just...
Who is this?
I think I left something behind, though.
Who is this?
This is Brad.
And what house are you staying in?
Oh, I'm way down the road.
This was in my backyard.
What's that?
How was you in my backyard?
Oh, I just I'm just a late night person. I was just walking around the neighborhood. I was just laying in your backyard. I think my keys are back there. Do you see my car keys? My house keys?
No, I'm about to call the cops if he was in my backyard.
Why? I wasn't doing anything back there. I wasn't being weird. I was just laying down on the grass. Why would she call the police? I didn't do nothing. And also, I got dog poop in my hair, so I should call the police on her. I think I'm going to end it there, because that's a good place to end it, where I get the police called on me. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's listen to some voicemails now.
Hey, Brad, Buckshot.
Hey.
I'm just driving home right now. I'm ordering dinner, so just give me a sec here.
Okay.
All right, cool. I just wanted to say your show's great. I really appreciate it. And then I have nothing to say for this voicemail. But I am driving, and I hope that it sounds great.
Yeah, thanks for that.
So I hope you have a great day or night or whatever it is, and I hope this is not too long. Okay, bye!
It was 29 seconds, so it is acceptable, I suppose. Good job. That voicemail was well worth all of our time.
Hey, Brad. It's that one guy, you know.
Yeah.
So my friend Elle loves listening to prank call shows. She really loves them, and he wants to try listening to yours since I recommended it to him. But the thing is he's deaf. So I was wondering
if
you could do a couple shows in Braille for him and, you know, for the rest of the deaf community.
Oh, okay.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, all man. Right. Love you. Bye.
I'll do that. The next episode, it's going to be in Braille, everybody. Get out your Braille decoder rings, because it's happening.
Hi, Brad. Josh from LA again.
Hey.
I tried doing the scary monster faces on my baby daughter, but it's not working. She was crying a second ago. I know she's still here. Yeah, there she goes.
Ugh.
Need more advice, man.
Just don't have any more kids. She'll outgrow all that stuff eventually. Just wait it out.
Hiya, Brad. Will here, calling from Asheville.
Hey.
I was wondering if you could tell me where I could find the song Praise the Jay by Rappy McRapperson.
Okay.
The only fucking version I can find is one of you solving a Rubik's Cube where you interrupt and fucking cut the song off.
I'm such a dick.
Can't find it anywhere else. Love the song. Let me know, Brad. Bye.
I will put a link in the description for you to Praise the Jay by Rappy McRapperson. I promise, unless I forget.
Hey, Brad. Lumberjack Pat here from Indy.
Hey.
Well, I just wanted to tell you I've been listening to you for like 10 years. And
holy crap.
Sometimes I put you on when I'm trying to sleep, and then once in a while I just end up LOLing. Well, I sure enjoyed it when you used to flush the toilet all the time, and sometimes I'd be trying to go to sleep and I'd have to wake up and LOL. So just enjoy your shit, and I hope you
disrupting your sleep schedule. I'm sorry about that.
Lumberjack Pat away.
You should try listening while you're awake, and then you'll sleep better.
Hey, Brad, it's Glenn Fielding. Hey, man, it's been a long time. I haven't listened to the show in like probably a couple years.
You dick.
Just want to say I missed you guys, and I'm gonna be coming back soon.
Okay. Is there more?
I also forgot to mention, I'm drunk as hell right now.
Ah, there you go.
So that, yeah.
I'm so impressed with your drunkenness. That's so cool that you're drunk. How do you even know what the voicemail number is if you haven't listened in 2 years?
Hey, Roy. I'm your Fed calling from your house. There's still no warrants out for your arrest. Congratulations.
Okay.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit, but I love you, man.
As usual.
Bye.
Okay, that's all the voicemails I could take, so that is the end of the show. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Kurama, Holden MJ, Synthhead, JT, and FOD87. Here's a song by Knobby Guy. This one's called Bandicam. Thank you.
want a blue lawn.